This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd like to bring on Stephen Kolak, Padres relieving pitcher here on Friar Friday. And Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today on July 5th, the day after July 4th, as everybody knows. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually talk real quick first about your last series. You guys took 2 of 3 from the defending champs, but this series was actually, for you personally, much bigger because you are a Texas guy. You got to pitch in front of your family this week. I can't even imagine. What was that like to pitch in front of your family?
Oh, man, it was a dream come true. I had probably 60 or so people come out over that weekend and for those 3 days, and to have a lot of people from my hometown come up, and then all the people from my side of the family, and then my wife's side of the family that, you know, we've gotten so close with over the years since we've been together, and to have everybody there supporting me and just to be a part of it with me, it meant the world to me.
I'm sure it meant the world to you. 60 people is a lot of people to support you. Do you get a little nervous when your family was there? Like, I think I would be more comfortable without my family there, but do you pitch better when your family's in the stands watching?
You know, it definitely brings a different edge to it because, you know, you never want to disappoint them. And being that that was the first time that a lot of them have gotten to see me in probably 10 years, you know, from high school or, you know, maybe a little less time from college. But the first time they've gotten to really see me pitch professionally, you know, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of build up to it. So it's like definitely feel the urge to perform more. But really, it's just trying to calm the nerves and just get the job done and stay to the routine. Don't do anything too extra.
And we're talking to Stephen Kolak right now, Padres relieving pitcher on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday. And you had a really, really great June. I think you only gave up one run in the month of June. And you were talking about stay with the routine, just do what you know what you're doing. But how do you keep doing that on a day in and day out basis? Because with success, for me at least, I tend to kind of fade out on doing everything I need to be doing to be successful. But how do you keep your focus on being successful each and every outing?
Really, kind of, you know, I talk a lot about the routine, and that to me is everything. And it's not getting, you know, too far. You know, it's not live or die that, you know, if you don't do exactly your routine one day, you're going to have a bad day. Like, you can have a bad routine day and still manage to get through it. But when you stack up those little victories of just kind of do checking the boxes of things you need to get done and stay true to yourself. You don't have to overdo it. Just stay true to that and surround yourself with good people. And that's what we have a lot of here is great teammates and people to help get you to where you need to be mentally and physically.
I want to talk about one of those great teammates right now. We're talking to Stephen Kolak right now for Friar Friday, and Jurickson Profar. He has been incredible for this team this year, and he has become somewhat of a de facto leader of the team. What kind of leader is Jurickson? What do we not see that we should know about him?
I mean, Jurickson, he's a great guy. I mean, he's so much fun to watch on the field, and he brings so much of that energy that y'all see on the field. He brings that in the locker room, too, and you know, when you see somebody having that kind of success, it just makes you want to work a little bit harder and follow his footsteps and try and, you know, be there with him. And then, he's picking us up all the time. So you never want to let him down. So he just try and motivates you to be a little bit better every day.
What was that moment like for you as a clubhouse when Jurickson was announced as the starter for the National League team?
Yeah, I think it was no surprise to us. I mean, that guy, he's been killing it all year, and I think everybody would have been pretty upset if he wasn't. So everybody was extremely excited for him, and you know, we give him a big round of applause and many congratulations. So, yeah, again, super happy for the guy.
Yeah, we're talking to Steven Kolek, and we want to get back to you, Steven, because a few weeks ago, maybe even closer to a month ago, you were called into a game against the A's. Bases were loaded, nobody out. I was nervous sitting watching the game. I'm sure that you were doing your routine, but you got out of that inning without giving up a run. So my question to you is, like, when you're called upon to come into a game that has such a high leverage spot like you were in, how does your you already told me it's all about the routine, it's all about staying within yourself, but what's your mindset coming into a situation like that, knowing that if you give up a run, it might end up losing the game?
Yeah, I mean, those thoughts are definitely easy to creep into the head, but really, I try and do my best to focus on that pitch right there, and I know the moment's huge, I know it's a big situation, but I sound like a broken record right now. It's you know, staying within yourself is for me, that's the key, is not letting myself get, you know, like overly excited or too down on myself. It's just trying to find that right amount of energy and focus that I need to have. And you know, it's easy to get sped up in those situations, but if you know where that, you know, concentration level needs to be at, it's just executing that one pitch at a time, and thankfully, we were able to get out of that unscathed.
Yeah. And we're talking to Steven Kolek here, Padres relieving pitcher for the Friar Friday is what I'm trying to say here. And your team is playing really well right now. You guys just got back from a road trip where you won two series and you went 4-2. I don't want to ask what's changed, because I don't think necessarily anything's changed. But when you start winning, like, it's infectious. But what can you guys take from the role that you're on right now and try to continue that throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, we're playing some great baseball right now, and I'd say we're pretty hot. And you know, we've played some great competition, and to, you know, we've been up and we've been down, and still managed to find a way to come through to get a victory. So I think from that, you know, it shows a lot of grit and determination to win amongst the team, and we know that we can in any situation. So it's just a matter of getting the job done.
Talking to Steven Kolek, and last question for me, Steven. Thank you so much for joining us here on Friar Friday. I know you got a lot going on down at the ballpark, but there's a lot of haters out there. There's a lot of people that want to see the Padres fail. There's a lot of people within baseball that want to see the Padres fail. But you guys are not listening to that. You guys are continuing to play your good stuff. But as a team, I'm sure that individually there's something different, but as a team, how do you guys block out the noise?
You know, I think, you know, we get so busy, like you said, we're busy here at the field all the time, and everybody, you go in the locker room, everybody's busy doing something with their own routines, and I think that's probably part of it, is if we just stay busy and you keep your head down and you keep working hard, and you do start doing the little things, the rest of that background noise just kind of goes away, and before you know it, we're hot and we're playing well and looking to make a late season run here, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You guys are definitely doing that right now. Well, thank you so much, Steven, for joining us here on Friar Friday. I appreciate your time, and I wish you continued success with the Padres.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on again.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. I will be a fan of Steven Kolek forever now for joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you for him. Thank you to the staff for putting that together and helping him get on the phone with me today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.